we need to start recording so that we have a good recording of what's going on here. Share screen with computer sound. Share screen only.
Yes, it depends on whether you want to hear it click and stuff.
Okay, so
it's going to still do it.
If I go to participants,
it's downloading Zoom, it says right now on your.
No, that's just sharing my screen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Okay.
So I can mute or unmute all. So let's go to
yep, there it is.
And let's watch a video.
Like, it was so easy. I found that it didn't take any time at all to get used to the format, even though I didn't know quite what to.
Okay. You're getting the video, but you have your audio off, right?
Right. I can leave the room and turn it on if you want.
Yeah, I want to know if it's coming through to you or not.
Okay. Let me take my phone out here. I'll reconnect to the audio conference.
Here comes Kyle.
Okay. And I will depart the room here.
But it was a lot like a webinar, but only even more.
Okay. Yeah, if you could play it again so I could, I'm further away from the room now, I'd be able to hear it better, I think.
Okay. Yeah, there's still echo right down the hallway.
As a veteran, the transition from the civilian into the educational world was a scary one, but here. The DCC is extremely knowledgeable, he knows his job, and he cares, truly does care for you as an individual and as a veteran. And he's willing to do anything and everything he can to make this a pleasurable experience.
Okay, Kyle, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
From in here, is it from your room?
Okay, I can hear Gary really well.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you beautifully.
Okay. Did you turn off the speakers in the room when you played the video?
No, I was hearing it in here.
Okay, because I think that was what I was getting, a very muffled audio on the video you were playing, and I think it might have been because the speakers were not muted in the classroom. I'm not sure.
Or it might be that we're sharing the way we're sharing. So I'm going to turn off sharing.
Okay.
Kyle, are you hearing us okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and I hear you fine, Kyle, too.
I hear you great, both of you great. Okay, so share screen. Share screen with computer sound is what I'm choosing this time, with computer sound.
Okay.
And let's see what it does then.
As a veteran, the transition from the civilian into the educational role was a scary one, but here at DCC, the VA rep is extremely knowledgeable. He knows his job and he cares, truly does care for you as an individual and as a veteran. And he's willing to do anything and everything he can to make this a pleasurable experience.
Okay, could you hear the audio?
That was great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was perfect to hear. Was the video good?
Yeah.
It was really good. Can we record this?
We're recording right now.
Oh, you are?
I've been recording, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't have any indication of that on my end.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I do on my, in the top right-hand corner of my iPhone app, I've got a red button that says REC on it, so...
Oh, sorry.
Top right hand. Top right hand corner is where I'm seeing it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's up there.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah, as I demonstrated night before last, we really need for you to be able to know that.
Yeah. Okay, so we've shared a video. Let's see.
Flex, it was so easy. I found that it didn't take any time at all to get used to the format, even though I didn't know quite what to expect. It was a lot like a webinar business meeting, only, if possible, even more simple.
Okay, I spoke to you guys during the video. Did you hear me?
I heard something. I didn't understand what it was, though.
Okay, but the computer was getting the...
Same here.
Okay. So were the lip, or the, is the audio and video in sync at your end?
It was on the first video that Michael was talking on. With Kathy's, the audio kind of quit, and her lips kept moving.
That might have been when Bruce was trying to talk.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah, because it looked okay to me.
Okay.
I'm going to try something. I'm going to try playing the video and pausing it and then try to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Flex, it was so easy. I found that it didn't take any time at all to get used to the format, even though I didn't know quite what to expect.
Okay, I've paused it now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
And yes, I can hear you.
And is it clear or is it muffled?
Not very clear.
Okay, now I'm going to go back and play.
I can see it over the classroom speakers, not the headset. What's that?
Hi, how are you?
What did you say, Kyle?
I can tell you're coming through the classroom microphones, not the headset.
Oh, we ought to get it on then, huh?
Well, I mean, I can still understand you. I'm just saying I can tell a difference still.
Okay, we'll test that in a minute. All right, I'm going to start the video back up.
It was a lot like a webinar business meeting, only, if possible, even more simple.
Okay, now you can hear me again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, I'm wearing the headset in here. Can you tell any kind of difference?
Yes.
You're louder, Kyle.
Yeah.
Louder good or too loud?
No, you're fine.
You're over-modulating.
So is it too loud, maybe?
It's slightly too loud, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to hear how you sound with the mic on, Bruce.
Okay. I'm testing the pen right now.
Okay.
Are you seeing me draw?
Yes, I am.
So that's working just fine, too?
Seems to be.
Okay. I don't know if I've used one of these headsets, so let me get her on here.
Okay, there, I dropped my microphone boost a little bit. Is that any better?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Sounds like you're, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great.
Computer setting, not a Zoom setting.
Are you getting feedback because of my? I'm not using a headset with my phone?
Slight.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not getting it.
Because my earbuds are missing in action at the moment. I don't know where they've gone to.
Okay, so the microphone has always confused me. There's an off on, and right under the switch it says mute.
On.
On.
Okay, so are you hearing me on the microphone?
Yes.
It sounds like you're from the classroom mics.
Hmm.
So it's not picking up this mic?
It might be, but it's kind of echoey. So it sounds like.
Let me try this. If I put it close to my mouth, does it do better?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had the same thing Monday night, Bruce. I had it like an inch difference, and it made all the difference in the world.
Okay.
Because Kyle stopped me at one point and said, move the mic closer. And when I heard the recording later, I could see what he was talking about. It was a huge difference.
Okay, yeah. So now are you hearing me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hear it on the recording too. So I'm going to go to mouse mode, and let's play a different video.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm a student at BCC.
Okay, so I paused it with the pen.
I didn't see the video. I heard the audio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, here it comes now. Okay.
All right, so that's just an iPad thing, because it played right away online.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's just a
process.
iOS. Yeah. I'm just glad that
an unusual opportunity.
We can watch the videos.
Last year, yeah. I had a stocking stuffer that was a ticket to go visit my son, who's in the Army in Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, I could hear you just now.
And thanks to the flex scheduling.
It wasn't easy to hear what you were saying over the video, but I could tell you were talking.
Yeah, but Gary, you came through crystal clear as the video was playing, much louder than Bruce did.
Exactly. That's what I thought. So a student that's online can interrupt much more easily than someone in the room.
Mute them all.
Mute them all. Mute them all.
Mute them all and let God sort it out.
At DCC, I was able to go right ahead and hop on a plane and go visit my son and daughter-in-law on the other side of the world and continue to submit grades, attend class, speak up in class, participate. Flex, it was so...
Okay, where's Moodle? There's Moodle.
Yeah, I think that watching the live video stream like that on an iOS device is not going to be as good as watching it on a computer. From what I'm seeing here, there's kind of like a little bit of delay, but it's better than what we have, which is nothing.
But it's doable, yeah.
Right. And we can always still refer them to the classroom, you know, the class recording after the fact if they feel like they want to watch it again or something like that.
Right.
Or give them the URL to the YouTube video on the course site so they could go to it.
Okay, so I guess now the thing I want to try, I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to stop my camera.
Okay.
And see if I can do the picture-in-picture thing. What's the name of that software?
Minicam.
Minicam.
I'm using it on mine. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I can see this. I can see the split screen on you, just like we do in WebEx, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Well, that would suggest that it's fully doable.
Because it's just going to pick up. Because it's just going to pick up whatever video feed is there. I mean, as far as Zoom or WebEx is concerned, it's getting a single video, even though it's in two little boxes there, because it's the Minicam that's doing that, not the Zoom.
Oh, right.
Or the WebEx. Did that make sense? I don't know.
Okay, so set to go. And now I need to go to my settings and choose Minicam and start my video.
There you are.
That's working too. Yeah.
Yep. I see you and I see the classroom in the little box.
I also like the fact that the Zoom window, we can change the size. So if we need to do something on the side, we really can. Okay. I'm going to share screen only this time and run a video.
Okay.
And I think that's when we got the problematic stuff.
Okay.
I found that it didn't take any time at all to get used to the format, even though I didn't know quite what to expect. It was a lot like a webinar business meeting, only, if possible, even more simple.
Yeah, that's not as good.
So what it's doing, I know what it's doing. If you share with audio.
Using the microphones in here, right?
If you share without audio, yeah, it just sticks with the microphones there. If you share with audio, your microphones are still active. But then when audio from the computer starts going out, it takes those microphones in the classroom way down. Doesn't mute them, but it just takes them way down to the point where it's not going to feed back.
And that's a setting in the BIAMP. And it's actually working better in Zoom than it does in WebEx, I think.
So the BIAMP knows when audio is coming out of the computer and then it brings the microphones down? That's not a Zoom thing?
No, the way, if I've understood Bobby correctly, he has the BIAMP set so that wherever the loudest sound is coming from, that's the mic that gets priority.
Okay.
He's frustrated because it doesn't seem to work that well in WebEx.
Right.
But it seems to work pretty well in Zoom. All right, I'm going to try. I changed it, and I'm going to run a video again.
Flex, it was so easy. I found that it didn't take any time at all to get used to the format, even though I didn't know quite what to expect. It was a lot like a webinar business meeting, only, if possible.
Okay, that's back to being good again, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, that was excellent.
So audio out from the computer is going through the BIAMP then, right?
Correct.
Gotcha, okay. See, I didn't even know that because it never worked well.
Right. Okay. So we probably need to listen to the recording, but what else do we need to test live?
Let me see. Here, let me do something. I'm going to hit the share button here on my phone and see what happens. Okay, it says I cannot start screen share while another participant is sharing. Okay.
Right now, so, but listen, if I stop sharing, I think it'll let you.
Okay, let me try. Yes, I can share photos from my Dropbox, whatever. So I can, like, I can go into.
Okay, we're not seeing anything yet, so.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. Hang on.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
I just opened up my Dropbox.
I'm seeing a big finger.
You see my big finger?
Gary's doing just the finger.
Oh, I gotta connect it to Dropbox. Here, I'll do something. I'll do photos instead. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, let's do something from my camera roll here. Mostly these are there. This is a nice picture for you to have to look at. There you go. Can you see it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It must be really distorted because whoever it is really ugly.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I put a picture of you up there instead of me. My bad. Anyway, so yeah.
Okay.
I'll stop sharing now. There.
Go back and share. I want to see if I can kick you out.
Okay. Let me do that. I'll try to find a less offensive picture this time. Let's see. Here. I'll do one of Sam Houston. There. There's Big Sam down in Huntsville.
Okay. You're viewing the screen. Okay, this is interesting. I can spotlight a video.
Uh-huh.
And make, okay, so right now, Kyle, are you seeing, well, you're seeing the picture.
Yeah.
I need to go back to web conferencing to test that. Excuse me. Okay, can I kick you out?
I dare you to try.
Well, I can remove you.
Wow. Seems harsh.
Does. So what if I...
Well, if someone refuses to stop sharing their screen, maybe removal is what it'll take.
Is that removes them from the meeting entirely?
Okay. Let's see what happens, Gary. I'm going to see if it kicks you out entirely.
Okay.
Yep, it did.
I left the meeting.
Yep. Okay, so.
Bummer.
Oh, interesting.
I'm still hearing you, though. Are you still hearing me?
Yeah.
He kicked out your iPhone, not your iPad.
My iPhone is what I'm on right now.
Oh, he kicked out your iPad, not your iPhone.
Ah, okay. That's why.
That's what the deal was. Okay, I was going to say, because this picture is still showing.
Yeah.
Guys, this is interesting. I can give Kyle the ability to record this at his computer.
Wow.
Huh.
That's neat. That could be... maybe handy at times, but it's not going to record it onto his computer, right?
Yes, it is. It
would, yeah.
Oh, instead of recording it to us, to a Zoom server somewhere? Is that what you're saying?
No, it Zoom records to a local drive.
Oh, okay.
What I didn't realize that. I'm looking at, you know, we looked at VBrick because it kind of handles all that file management for you, but we can actually set this up to save directly to.
I stopped sharing the picture.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, can you move the microphone a little closer to your mouth? I think it's still a little too far away.
Well, as long as I don't chew it up.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to bend it some. And I can still hear you. I just want it to be as good as possible for the test.
Right. Is that better?
No, it's still too far away.
Wow.
I'm the microphone. This got to be right up close.
Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
That's better.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to try. Okay, I'm going to give Kyle. Okay. So, Gary, you talk to me.
Okay. What shall we talk about?
Okay, I just wanted to see. So, I spotlighted Kyle's video. And so, regardless of who's talking, Kyle's video is staying up.
Oh, your free meeting's going to end in 10 minutes, it says.
Okay.
I just got a pop-up on my phone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's interesting how I got it too.
Well, you're seeing what's on my screen, I think, but maybe.
Well, no, because when I tapped it, it went away.
Okay.
It was a pop-up on my phone, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of weird, but.
All right. So, so we can assign priority to one person, and it's way easier. You just click on their picture and say spotlight them.
Okay.
Watch this.
What I'm thinking about is when we have a student online that's presenting,
yeah,
we can make them the priority so that even if someone's talking in the classroom, it doesn't kick them off.
Okay.
And I just canceled the spotlight video, so Gary, it should have gone back to Bruce just as
it did, and now it just came back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you unspotlit yourself.
I did.
Don't like the spotlight, do you?
Well, I didn't say that, you know, for science.
Oh, and you can go to a view that gives gallery view makes them all the same.
All the videos?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got on my iPhone, I just swipe right and it gives me an array of all of the video feeds from all the people that are participating.
Yeah, you can really tell that people from WebEx designed this, can't you? Okay, Kyle, you went away.
I'm still here.
What did I do?
I see him.
I had accidentally clicked you out. Oh. Okay. All right, I think we've tested everything we need to, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's working great to me.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn off this microphone and I'm going to go downstairs. Well, we hardly have time.
Okay.
I was going to add another computer.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Okay. I'll run down and do that quick. This will make managing our instructors, asking them to set that mic really carefully important.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make, where's the participants list? Participants, Kyle, make host.
Actually, tell you what, make, I'm going to make Gary the host on his iPad. You're on your iPhone or iPad?
iPhone.
iPhone. Yeah,
let's leave it on there for a minute, and I'm going to go down and get on my computer, and we'll make sure that we don't see any degradation at all that way.
Okay. Okay.
Gary?
Yeah.
Your iPad is in here and the door is not locked.
Okay. I'll head back down towards the classroom then.
We've got a camera on it. It's fine.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. It's recording, so if anybody takes it, we've got them.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, I was going to make you the host. That way we could, if we needed to do a remote instructor type thing, we'd see if, that was any possibility.
Well, I mean, since this will let me share, I mean, it looked just like what I did on my iPad earlier when I was doing just one by myself. It gave me the same array of different things to share and everything. When I was hosting a meeting I set up a meeting down in my office earlier where I was hosting from my iPad and was logged in with my computer. And I could, it looks like it'll do the same thing here. Hmm.
Participants. Oh, yeah, I see where I can do that stuff. Okay, cool. Oh, I can rename you. That is cool.
Will it tell me what you've renamed me?
I don't know.
Right now it just says I'm Gary. On my thing. Oh, yeah, I'm Captain America now. Very nice. Yes.
Cool.
I have a Captain America t-shirt. I could have worn it, and then it would have been really – I have a Batman one too. So, anyway. I like the Captain America one better.
Captain Batman.
Yeah.
I'm liking this so far. I think it's promising.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to see what's to lose with it.
The recording – Bruce and I talked about it earlier. The recording is a little weird.
Okay.
This is how it does it. It actually records to multiple files. Anytime a screen change happens, like if I start sharing or stop sharing, that kind of stuff, it creates a new tiny video file.
Ooh.
And so, at the end, at the end, it compiles all those little files into one larger video file.
Huh.
But then you also have the rest of them, the smaller video files stay there in the folder as well. And it gives you a playlist.
So if I had, say, well, that wouldn't be right. Never mind. I was going to say, if I had somebody speaking to a class who was from a country where we don't want it recorded, we just need to stop the recording at that point. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. When I stopped the recording last night, and then I restarted it, thinking maybe it'll chunk it into another file, like WebEx does.
Uh-huh.
It's one file for the entire meeting.
Okay, well.
So stopping the recording in Zoom is the same as pausing the recording in WebEx.
Okay.
Can you share a YouTube video with us, Kyle?
Sure can. Share my screen. Share desktop. Hey, Bruce, were you showing your desktop or application earlier?
A desktop.
Okay, I'm going to share just the application.
Okay, that would, I think, make it such that you can't share your screen. Share your the pin on the board.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we can test that too. So I'm sharing just the application right now. Play a YouTube video. Oh, I don't know. DC.
We better be quick.
Yep, working. It stopped sharing for a minute there, didn't it?
It never completely stopped, no, until you paused it.
Yeah, it kind of like glitched for a second, but it wasn't anything big, wasn't any big deal.
Okay, because yeah. I took the video full screen.
Ah.
It was the audio that glitched more than the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you see any pen writing?
No.
No.
Yep, you're right then. It is.
You've got to do share the whole desktop or the screen or the desktop or whatever it calls it.
Okay.
I'm looking. Does this have a... I'm trying to see if it has a raise hand feature or anything like that.
Nope, that's the one. Now we can see the writing.
Okay.
Okay.
When I was testing it last night, when I got off and it allowed me to do feedback, I sent that question to them and they received it. You know, I got the kind of auto reply, but I haven't had a response yet about hand raising.
Okay.
And remember, we're in a free account, so it could be that it shows up.
Sure.
Oh, is my video not on?
Let's see. No, it's not. You just should just click the camera icon.
Yeah, I did, and it's on according to that. So I'm gonna
now it gave me an icon now at least.